but fantastic effort there by the Queensland Country Heelers to take down the under-19s. You must be very happy with the way the boys come home and were able to get the job done over a pretty good New South Wales Country Colts team.
I was just very happy with the character of our team. We probably didn't perform to the level we wanted to, and that's probably all credit to the opposition, but that second half effort in terms of our D-line was just massive.
What about some of the best players who've come out of the two games, and were you happy with the preparation where you just got a game 3 or 4 days ago in Brisbane?
It was a whiz-bang preparation, so we had to keep it simple. The boys gelled really well, and that was the key to it. We wanted them to gel, and to their credit, all 25 performed their roles.
What about the support from not only Queensland Country Rugby, but Queensland Rugby? You happy with that overall, or you'd like to be spread out a little bit more, or is it the nature of amateur sport where it's got to be whiz-bang?
I think it's economics, basically. I mean, yeah, I'd love the opportunity to take these boys away and, you know, have a decent program, but, you know, money talks, doesn't it?
Well, of course, we've now got Queensland Country in the new URC, which is going to be in Canberra later in the year. Quite a few of these boys should make their way through because, of course, there's an origin concept, and hopefully you'll see most of these boys stick together.
Yeah, and we're blessed, actually. We've got a lot of young babes in our under-19s. We've got about 6 or 7 subject to form, obviously, next year is still available, so that's exciting.
Yeah. What about a bigger national competition for Queensland Country, New South Wales Country, Victoria? And I understand the NRC is later in the year, and there's a purpose in that, but there should be more for the player who wants to not only be aspirational, but stay at home as well.
Yeah, it's great to have a pathway, and it's great for the boys to see if there is a pathway and an opportunity. Now, we have got that opportunity this year to have two guys train with the NRCs, and we've got two boys that will really thrive and prosper in that kind of environment.
We're a spread of the players here. They're mainly from one particular zone, maybe South Queensland or whatever, or a bit of a mixture all over the place.
It's a good mix. There's a definite mix between North Queensland and South Queensland. We had one representative from Central Queensland, and he was very good for us. But yeah, as I said, they're a really tight group, and they, I guess the benefit of only having that short time, we had to get tight really quickly.
And what about your coaching journey? How did you find your way through to get this fine job coaching the Heelers Colts?
I think they recycle old furniture, mate. I did coach country opens, and I had a stint in 2000. I was lucky enough to be assistant coach when we won the ARS that first year. So I've done the traps, and I've had a bit of a break, and got reinvented and came back to do this, and I'm loving it.
No, but that was a fantastic night, wasn't it? I suppose, as a coach, would you like to see the Australian Rugby Shield return? Because it's something we desperately need, don't we?
Oh, it's just great for these guys and the footy they're able to play, and the opportunities. And I know all those guys that played in that ARS still talk about that and what a great competition it was for them.
The Cockatoos did bite back with quite a few titles, but an incredible night that night, the 100,000 there, and also, of course, Lincoln Joe. We'll never forget the grubber that he missed. He's a good man, Lincoln. He's over it. Ironically enough, he now lives in Queensland, so hopefully wish him all the best. What about more games out in the country? Townsville's going to get games, and also, of course, the obligatory sort of Bond University games for the Queensland countryside that won the NRC. We need to see that team spread around a little bit more, don't we?
Absolutely. And it's getting back to grassroots. I mean, grassroots community rugby is the key. You know, when they're talking about rugby being at a low, I think grassroots is vibrant. I'd love to see if the administrators and the people who have the money start feeding money into community rugby again.
Well, thank you for your time. We wish you all the best. Warm congratulations on the effort, even though, you know, the wrong team won, but we wish you all the best moving forward.
Thanks very much, and we want to thank Gundawindi for hosting us and doing an absolutely fantastic job.